This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ev Eberline. Well, dear listeners, a couple of years ago, I shared with you a travelogue of a backpack that I did in Grand Canyon with a couple of buddies, the Royal Arch Loop, and we spent 7 days on that particular journey. Well, I recently repeated that loop, and there were some differences. I'm not going to share a travelogue of the same itinerary with you, but over the coming weeks, I will share some thoughts that came to me during this second trip on this astounding place in the Grand Canyon. And the first being that it was a very different trip for me mentally. As longtime listeners know, for about a decade, from 1995 through 2005, I owned and operated a guide service taking people backpacking, day hiking, and climbing in the Grand Canyon. It was a marvelous period in my life. And as a result, for the past 25 or more years, whenever backpacking the Grand Canyon, it was pretty much my name as the permit leader. But this trip, I was not. Last fall, a woman on a Facebook page for Grand Canyon hikers and backpackers put out a request for someone to join her on this Royal Arch Loop because a rappel is involved in this itinerary. She's a person who solos much of the Grand Canyon. And a strong hiker and very knowledgeable. A geologist, in fact. So I responded, saying I would love to do this itinerary again. And having belayed the rappel, I felt confident to be able to assist. Two other people joined us, my longtime friend Curtis, and a woman named Rochelle. And Linda was a more than welcoming trip leader, as it was her permit. It was a different mindset for me. I was not in charge. Whoa! It turned out marvelously. We spent good community time together, hiking as a group, camping as a group, and yet we had plenty of time for solitude. At times we spread out along the route or trail, or camped a bit away from the others and had time to ourselves. There's little better than having companions who are on the same wavelength as you are. I've set up a Facebook page, Arizona Trails at KXCI Radio. You're invited to check it out and share where you have been hiking. I'm going to ask that you take a picture with your KXCI water bottle and send it to me and tell me where you were and why you love to amplify KXCI, and we'll get you put up on our Arizona Trails Facebook page. So looking forward to seeing pictures of you out there and remembering that KXCI is your community. This has been Ev Eberline with Arizona Trails.